WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
A national organization called the Confess Project is seeking to help Black men manage their mental health in a place that many consider a second home, the barbershop. Reporter Gerald Hightower looks at how the Confess Project is working to train Chicago barbers.
Lorenzo Lewis founded the Confess Project in 2016. The issue was personal. He was diagnosed with depression in his 20s and then became a mental health worker himself.
And I understood that if we did not mobilize great listeners and advocates on the ground to help individuals and daily walks of life to get the help and to feel comfortable and feel received, that our country will continue to struggle.
In his training sessions, Lewis outlines the importance of active listening, validating clients' feelings, and reducing stigma. Darren Roca is the owner of Chicago barbershop Urbane Blades. He got interested in the Confess Project a few years back. He worked with Lewis to bring a training session to Chicago. The training is built on a close relationship between barber and client. For Darren, the barbershop is a sanctuary and a hangout.
It's a long joke, you know, it's the Black man's country club, you know, that you don't have many places that you can go to and fellowship and communicate and just let your hair down, literally. You know, in this case, you're cutting it off.
Darren listens to people's life stories in 45-minute sessions every few weeks, kind of like a therapist, and he will see them for years.
I've cut numerous guys, you know, from the time they were about to go on their first date, and next thing you know, years later, some of them months later, you know, there's a wedding in talks.
Then there's the anniversary, or maybe the divorce.
Hey, I got you. For sure.
On a busy early fall Saturday at the barbershop, client Roderick Walden talks with Darren about his haircut.
Mad low, you know, maybe higher on the top. Then, you know what I'm saying, but just hella low. Still
as the COVID pandemic soared, especially in the Black community, Roderick sought help from a professional counselor. The challenge was finding a therapist who was also a Black man. He feels this identity connection is important.
So we have issues that are specific to us, you know, in terms of how we show up in the skin that we're in, that a person that's not in the skin that we're in will not be able to understand.
Despite a lack of therapists of color, Darren and the Confess Project were able to pull together a list to give out if people ask. Barbers also get trained to call 911 in case of a mental health emergency, but that could present a problem. Too often, it's the police who have to deal with the situation, better served by mental health professionals. Chicago psychologist Dr. Obari Cartman specializes in treating Black men. His method builds on Black culture, hip-hop, movement, art, and drumming. He says systemic disinvestment in Black communities has had a negative impact on mental health, and 2020 has been especially hard.
So I'm seeing a lot of people that are really down this year, and I'm seeing a lot more addiction. I'm seeing a lot more thoughts of suicide, a lot more depression, and a lot more hopelessness.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, suicide is the third leading cause of death for Black males under 20 and the fourth leading cause for Black men between 20 and 44. The problems are deep and complicated, but there have been successes. Confess Project founder Lorenzo Lewis says one of their barbers helped prevent a client from taking his own life. Some of the conversations are very serious, some are not serious at all. And that goes to show in the barbershop, you can talk about almost anything. For WBEZ, I'm Jarrell Hightower.